This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Our theme today is success. Yeah. See, what I told you guys a while back, I want to take you back. Take them back. Take them back. I want to take you back to November the 8th. Actually, a little before that. And I was predicting success. Take them back. Kevin's predicting success. I was telling you guys Donald Trump's going to win. And people are like, Kevin, Donald Trump can't win. He's getting his butt kicked. Look at all the polling and all this. They were telling us Hillary Clinton's pulling out of, you know, Pennsylvania. She's pulling out of Michigan because she's going to pool her resources and take Texas. And when people were, Kevin, she's going after Texas. If we lose Texas. And I said, first of all, you're not going to lose Texas. And all this stuff, them pulling people out and all that, nonsense. Hillary's not even going to win Wisconsin. It was in play.
The Democrats won this Wisconsin under
they gave me every reason to fail. This is like growing up black. So, Kevin, listen here. You're a little colored boy. You're not going to be able to have the success of those white kids over there. So just get that in your head, young boy. And I would be like, what? You do know of people like, you know, Joe Lewis and, you know, Arthur Ashe and Jack Johnson and Muhammad Ali. And, you know, I could name a bunch of people. They couldn't convince me that I couldn't be what I wanted to be. I even told myself years ago, I said, Kevin, if you wanted to straighten up and fly right, you could be president of the United States. If you want to go that route, you could. I knew that. I remember telling myself, you know, do I want to be president? I don't know. Let me think about it. And I don't know. By the time I was 12, I decided I didn't want it. And that is the reason why I'm not sitting my little black buttocks in the Oval Office right now having, you know, told Donald Trump, I apologize for beating you. That's the reason. But that is the only reason. It's because I made the career path that said, I don't want to go that way. Because if I wanted it, I would have had it. I'm telling you guys right now, if I want to be rich, and I mean, I don't know how famous I am, but if I wanted to be rich and super famous, I could do it. I could do it in a week. I've already told you how. I just flip over. I would tell people, I'm so wrong to be over on the right. These people. And I'd become the new Martin Luther King, switching over. You know, I mean, not that Martin Luther King was switched over, but I'd switch over to the left. They would embrace me like a brother. Pardon the double entendre. But they would embrace me and probably squeeze my buttocks because that's what they do. I would accept it and not tell anybody and just put my money in the bank. And that would be the end of that. But I won't do it. Because I don't define success that way. I define success differently. I define it in a way that where I wake up in the morning feeling good about who I am. Knowing that I've at least tried to do the righteous thing. I don't always make it work. It doesn't always, you know, go out that way, but I try.
He tries. Look at him. I swear he tries.
Oh, man. Success. I don't understand anything but success. Doesn't mean I haven't failed. I've failed many, many times. Miserably. But I don't take it personal. I don't go, I'm such a failure. I just go, hey, that's the way you got to learn. Tell my youngest son, like, boy, you got to get out there. Don't think that you're going to get to the brass ring by just going from zero to whatever. You have to put in the time. Boop, doop, 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 doop. That's the way you do it. So what happened was, you had success. You watched Donald Trump win. And many people, the never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers on the left, they were like, that government, he wasn't supposed to win. He had success. And then you were like, whoa, that tasted pretty good. Could I have a little more taste of that success? But see, let me explain something to you. You don't need to fix success. Corey Lewandowski just introduced his new book, and he says, let Trump be Trump. And the idea was, stop playing with a winning formula. See, the Republicans are used to losing. They don't like success. They don't understand success. They're used to losing. So here comes Donald Trump with his tweets.
He needs to quit tweeting. Whatever.
It's successful. And has it continued? What do you think? For all you people that were going, I wish you would quit tweeting. How long did it go that you say that? You started right away. Have you lessened just a little bit? Has it weakened your resolve for what he should do with his tweets? Or do you now kind of expect it and say, you know what? They kind of work. You wanted failure. You've been disciplined for failure. Because let me explain this. Failure is where the money is. Like pharmaceuticals, the cure only pays off temporarily, but treating the symptoms is where the real money is. And the symptoms are failure. I don't need to be successful in my curing of you. I just need to treat you. And it only goes a little bit, then guess what? Something comes up. You ever looked at the recurring nature of politics? You see it? There are ways to solve these problems, but the left doesn't want to solve them. I'll use the NFL as an example. If Roger Goodell had said, you know what? You're not going to protest in the way that you do, so the first protest is going to cost you $1 million. Any subsequent protest, we're going to suspend you for 4 games. Now, do you want to win your league thing and get all the accolades and everything that come with that? Or do you want to protest? And see, that would have ended it. Goodell didn't fine any players that kneeled. He didn't suspend any of them because that would have meant success. Instead, he decided to go with the leftist solution, which is let's just treat the problem. And what did they do? They offered the black players $100 million to just stop it. And you know, because if we take the money, we sell out. And then $25 million is going to go to the NAACP, $25 million to the National Urban League, $25 million to some cause of this, that, or the other. Now the NFL's got a real can of worms. They don't know what to do because the black people have rejected the first offer. What's it going to cost us? Let me tell you what it's going to cost them. Their league. How long do you think it's going to take these fools to return back to where they were? They have ruined their brand. Because leftism isn't about success. It's about failure. Now they got to rebuild it, and all the owners are going to get together, and they're going to throw money at it. Failure is where the money is, not success. If they ran it like a business, they would run it successfully, and the money would come to them because they would have solved that problem right away, and bada bing, we're all good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, yeah. Glad you're with me. Always happy to have you guys participate in what I'm doing. Look, we got a ton going on here with respect to travel, events I'm going to be doing, things like that, getting super busy. I'm going to be working with the Israeli consulate on some things that I think are pretty interesting. They came up to me and wanted to do some things together. So, hey, Kevin's going to be partnering with the Jews. What can I tell you? Hey, yeah, forget about it. Oy vey. Anyway, that's all my Jewish that I have. I got to tell you, amazing group of people. Woo! I'll get into that more another time. So Mark Young at Young Truth, he tweeted this. Since being a white guy is so negative, I decided to self-identify as a one-legged transgender druid that eats fabric softener. And in 24 hours, I had a disability check, access to the ladies' room, and my own reality TV show. And I love when guys come up with these crazy things to highlight what we go through with the left. The Campus Reform does a really good job of highlighting what's happening on campuses around the country, what's being taught by professors. I swear to you, if I sat here right now, and or well, let's just say we did it together, we had some fun together, And I say, come up with the craziest ideas that you want to, you know, that we can discuss in the political arena. And we just riffed, and we came up with the craziest stuff. Like, we were going to make a sitcom to end all sitcoms. I swear to you, you will find that story, whatever we make up, it'll be, oh, they're teaching that. Yep, there's a professor at the University of blankety blank, and they're teaching that. Trust me, it's crazy out there. Here's something else we need to talk about. So, more sex scandals for Democrats. Women are coming out of the woodwork. I'm talking about leftist women. And they're accusing their men, and I use my finger quotes when I say leftist men, but they're accusing those men of sexual impropriety. Now, what's really interesting is that they're bringing down so many of them. So the guy that, who was it, Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose is gone now from whatever station he was on. CBS, was it? I think it was. So Charlie Rose is gone, and they're going to replace Charlie with Christiane Amanpour. Now, you know, she's been, I think, with CNN or something. I'm not sure. I don't try to keep up with all those lefties. But so a woman is going to replace Charlie Rose. Matt Lauer, as you know, was embattled, and I don't know who will replace him, but I'm going to make you a bet. I'm willing to bet that the person who replaces Matt Lauer is going to be a woman. And it, don't even be surprised if it's a gay woman, and that gay woman will look like a dude, like Rachel Maddow. You know that dude? That's, I'm just saying, don't be surprised. If you, now, normally what they've done, and I don't know whether this is formulaic and it works or whatever, but they tend to put, you know, a guy between two girls. Now, Fox and Friends does a woman between two guys. They do that in the day. They do it on the weekend. Before the show, you know, the Fox and Friends, the pre-Fox and Friends show is a guy and a girl, kind of along the lines of America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer. And it used to be Martha McCallum, but now it's Bill and I forget the other lady's name. So they've gone to that format. You're going to start seeing all women panels. And I don't know, look, what's interesting to me is the destruction of leftist women of their men. These are men who have, they've become feminists. They eat, they're vegans, they're metrosexuals, they get their eyebrows waxed and their naughty bits waxed, their legs waxed. I mean, they look like young, I mean, if you strip them down, they look like women. Without breasts. I'm just saying. And they are attacking these men. They're going after them. Now, I'm not saying Charlie Rose is one of those guys or whatever, but if you are starting to replace all these high-powered men with high-powered women, you know, where are you headed? I think I know where they're headed. It's to the point now where you don't know. I'm just saying. Here's what the women's movement has gotten out of this. Let me just kind of make this clear. They now can say, so-and-so did something to me, and people go, oh, my gosh, well, it's automatic, we believe her. Have you noticed that's what they all say? Look, we've got to believe them. Why are you not believing this person? Yeah, we're supposed to believe. Well, wait a minute. No, we're not. What makes you she accused him of whatever. He said, she said. When did he said, she said become she said is bigger than he said? You want to know what that is, people? That is the opposite of what patriarchal societies like the Muslims do. The Muslims say, no, you must have two women to overrule one man. Okay, wow, who said that? And I don't know why that society existed, you know, why somebody would do that, but it's probably because of what's happening here now. Women are lying in America. He did that to me. I did not want that. Really? Then why did you get in the limo at 2 o'clock in the morning that he sent for you and with flowers and a card that said, hey, would you please come over for a booty call? And then you come over and go, I didn't want it. Okay, then why did you get in the limo at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because let me tell you, if my grandmother heard you got in the limo at 2 o'clock in the morning, she'd go, yeah, whatever. So don't try to fool us. But now with these, look, I'm not hard on, I love conservative women. You women are awesome. Because you know what? If you are truly aggrieved, you say it, but you say it to them. Hey, do not talk to me that way. I'm a married woman or whatever. I'm not that way or I don't do that. And it's done. Whoop, whoop, squelched. Squashed, as we say. But no, leftists will, or quite frankly, pursue you, then use it against you. And so that's what's happening. So we're supposed to now, oh, automatically believe a woman. You are not going to get this dude to fall for that. I don't automatically believe anybody. I don't automatically believe Judge Roy Moore, and I don't automatically believe his accusers. And let me tell you why I side more with Judge Moore, pardon the pun. Because 40 years, 30-something years, and suddenly Judge Roy Moore is up for discussion because he's running for Senate, and I know the nature of Democrats. Yeah, I agree. I side more with Judge Moore on this one. And you know what? Shoot me. I don't care. Get mad at me. The fact is, we've seen how the left operate. We've watched them. Look at what they've done to President Trump. In just in a year, what they've tried to do to a guy who's a rock star. Man, let me tell you, this is, God is my witness. If Barack Obama were doing the things that Donald Trump was doing, I wouldn't be happy that I got it wrong in terms of what he did, but I would be ecstatic that this guy's doing so. I would be like, man, this is shocking to me. I got to tell you, I didn't realize that Barack Obama knew how to run an economy. I didn't realize that Barack Obama would take such a hard stance against our enemies. I didn't realize that Barack Obama understood, you know, the global implications of blah, blah, blah. I would be ecstatic, and I would be like, man, okay, guys, I missed it. I'm sorry. The dude is good. He's really good. Let's see what happens next year, but he's good. You hearing any of that? You never Trumpers are coming around.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. So, the theme of our show today is success. Racepimping.com. You can read that book, and you, too, can have a lot of success. I promise you will. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. So, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to meet with the president. Now, these are the people that canceled the meeting earlier with the president. Yeah, they canceled the meeting last month after President Trump tweeted that he doesn't see a deal with Chuck and Nancy to avoid a government shutdown. The White House and McConnell and Ryan accused the Democrats of grandstanding. Of course, that's what they were doing. And while meeting with McConnell and Ryan later that day, President Trump left two empty chairs with Schumer's and Pelosi's names in front of them. See, these guys are used to the government threat of a government shutdown affecting only the Republicans. Donald Trump will tell them, shut the government down. That's his negotiation position. I don't care. Because what happens when the government shutdown is what they call critical needs are met. And it just means bureaucrats go home. Donald Trump will love it. He'll talk about how much money he saved the American taxpayer every single day that the government is shut down. That's how he'll sell it. So Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer went, we better probably show up and get back up there, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it works, but I'll tell you this. If they were waiting for Trump to blink, good luck with that. Now, people can go, Kevin, how do you know? I don't know. I'm only speculating. If I were president, now I'm on more hard line. I ain't going to lie. But I'd be like, I don't care how long they wait. Shut it down. I'm gonna tell you what my marketing is going to be. We saved the American taxpayer $50 billion because there were a bunch of put people out of work. And you know what, folks? Most of you don't even know it. You don't even miss them. That shows you how ineffective government is. They can be gone out of your life, and you don't even miss them. Yeah, a few people get inconvenienced. Big deal. And every time they show people inconvenience, I'll say, well, you know what? Here's how much money you're saving. How many of these people do you think we really need back? You know what I'm going to do while they're off? I'm going to go look at every one of their positions. And if we don't need them, I'm not even going to bring them back. I'm going to cut them out of the budget. Yeah, so anyway, whether you believe President Trump and the White House asked them to come back, whatever, they are coming back. So they said they accepted the president's invitation to meet about year-end legislative priorities. Think about it this way. Tell the Democrats you're going to be the ones that have to tell the people that aren't getting their Social Security checks and whatever that you shut the government down. Now they're saying, well, we have to have the DREAM Act or else we're not going to pass this budget. And Trump's going, fine, then don't pass the budget. You had two empty chairs there when they wanted to talk before. Now they're suddenly there. Who do you think needs who more at this point? Do I need to point out the wins of Donald Trump? Because in case the left hasn't noticed, this dude is a steamroller. He's a steamroller made out of Thor's hammer stuff. You know, I don't know what Thor's hammer's made out of, but it's pretty tough stuff. In the wake of the scandals hitting Robert Mueller, I got to tell you, the president is sleeping easy at night. You got to think about this. Mueller is going to have to end his witch hunt. He's got to turn that investigation on itself. So all these people, oh, Jared Kushner's going to have to worry. Somebody said that the other day. I was like, Jared Kushner's not worried. Look at any of these people. Go on the inside. They are not worried. I promise you they're not. I have insiders in that White House telling me stuff. I'm not trying to brag about it. It's just a fact. They are not worried. The left, they got this exuberance over nothing. Trump is rolling. Who would you rather be right now? Be honest. Would you rather be Robert Mueller in the position of, I mean, just take politics out. If you were weighing the sides, you would have to be crazy to want to be Mueller. He's got a crooked FBI agent that's now got his fingers all throughout the process of what Comey was doing to let Hillary Clinton go free, changing words, changing this or that, letting people go free that shouldn't have, getting immunity deals and things like this. And everywhere along the way, it was to benefit Hillary Clinton. And we find out what? He's a real Hillary Clinton guy. So he's letting her people go. Wink, wink in the meetings. Meetings that we don't even have record of. And by the way, can you trust anything that was said and anything that they wrote up, that those guys have written up? The answer is no. So who would you rather be? Trump is rolling. And then he tweeted on this very subject. He drew the ire of leftists all across the country. Eric Holder chimes in, "The FBI is a very good organization." And James Comey, "Justice is going to roll down like thunder." Let me tell you something. Eric Holder knew that FBI was crooked. They set it up that way. Comey was part of the whole plan. So what are these people talking about? Trump tweets out, "You're a bunch of crooks." And what do we find out the very next day that they are? It's like God is whispering in his ear, "Tweet that the FBI are crooks." And Trump says, "I've been told to tweet that the FBI are crooks." And what happens? We learn that the FBI are crooks. Now, sorry to burst your bubble. I already knew. You didn't have to tell me that Comey was a crook. You didn't even have to tell me that Mueller was a crook. Because once Comey endorsed Mueller, I knew it. And when you start looking into any of their background, "Oh, Comey, he was a Republican that became a Democrat, and he's a real straight shooter." And everybody on Capitol Hill's telling you that, you know right away he's a lying sack of crap. That's what he is. So Donald Trump's in the driver's seat over all of this, folks. Then the news of the Supreme Court upholding Donald Trump's almost identical travel ban to Barack Obama's, and the left, who had a conniption over Trump's, hadn't said a word over Obama's, but that's a win. I told you guys, Trump doesn't have losses. He has temporary setbacks. And now it looks like he's going to get his tax reform bill. And I've been fighting. I was on Fox and Friends the other morning talking about this very issue of tax reform. And I'm going, really? So you guys want to help black folks, right? Nancy Pelosi said it was Armageddon. It's Armageddon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, Nancy, isn't that the same thing you said about Trump's election? That it was going to essentially crash the economy? More on that in just a second. So this tax bill, I'm arguing with some guy, I don't even know who he is, and he's like, "Well, you know, it's going to hurt the poor people." And I go, "Really, explain to me how a person paying zero taxes is going to get hurt by a tax plan that's got zero taxes for them. Their taxes aren't going up. So explain to me how that works. Explain to me how anything you've done works." "Oh, it's going to hurt people." "Really? So it has to help everybody, right? That's your litmus test? Did Obamacare help everybody? Was it even touted to help everybody?" The answer is no. And now what's the outcome of Obamacare? People are hurting. Then I went further. I said, hey, you know what else you guys love to do? You love to talk about all these glorious things you're going to do. And I'll use minimum wage as an example. You want a double minimum wage. What would you do? Who would you hurt? Would you hurt rich people? No. You'd hurt people on fixed incomes and poor people who are struggling. You would cut the price of, you would cut the value of their money in half if you got your way. And you claim you want to help. Why should we listen to you on anything? And oh, by the way, we won. And he's like, bruh, bruh, bruh. And finally, I said, they did a meme of it. I said, I'm done with you. Because I was done with him. What else are you going to tell me that I need to know about? I mean, talking points. It's going to hurt the poor. It's going to enrich the rich. Let me tell you something. The poor are not investing in this country. They're spending every dime they make because they're just getting by because of Obama. Now you got a guy that wants to put some money back in the hands of people who are producers, and you want to be mad about it? Your people ran up a $10 trillion in 8 years. And you want to talk to us? You want to lecture us about tax policy?
Dude, leave it to that guy. He's not even near here talking about tax policy. He's talking about Obamacare and all that.
I said, I'm happy to talk about tax policy. I'm happy to talk about the $10 trillion run up under Obama. The deficits that he ran up after Bush handed it to him. I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm not going to use talking points. I'm going to use real life. Everybody says I kind of shut the dude down. Well, good. I needed to shut him down. He's a moron. So you've got Donald Trump about to get tax reform passed. And let me tell you, I told you guys success is the thing here. Success. You want to know what the Democrats fear the most about Donald Trump? I swear this is true. You don't have to listen to anything else I tell you. But this is a fact. The thing that the Democrats fear the most about Donald Trump is not him having access to the bomb or anything else. What they fear the most about Donald Trump is Donald Trump's ability to create success. You want to talk about driving a stake through the heart of the vampire of liberalism? Success will do it every time.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable. Affordable. Effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
I have said that with stiff competition by some of the other things they have put forth is the worst bill in the history of the United States Congress. Now, how can I make that claim? Well, because it involves more money, hurts more people, increases the deficit by so much more, and just because everything is bigger in our country. The consequences of this bill, a multi-trillion dollar economy being addressed by a bill that had no hearings, no expert testimony, just for the speed of light, as Jamie Raskin says, the speed of light in the dark of night. Here we are.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Nancy Pelosi, and it was Armageddon. If yet again something else happens with Donald Trump, well, the world is going to come to an end. Aren't we used to this? It's over. Yeah, the president's tax reform bill looks like it's going to pass, and now Nancy Pelosi says, it'll hurt the poor. And what's funny is, it doesn't matter how great things are with Donald Trump, the left are going to lament it. Okay, for the sake of discussion, let's say that the tax bill hurts a few of the middle class. Trump could easily argue, well, they'll make it up in their 401ks. Look at the stock market. Nobody can't go there. I tell you what about the price of goods and services that are dropping? What about the raises that they're getting because they've gotten better jobs? What about those that have come off unemployment, the 1.6 million people that are no longer drawing off the public dole and can now go back to work? And on. He could easily talk around it. Now, as a person who potentially could get hurt in this, because I live in a state where they charge a state income tax, I will tell you, I'm willing to forego it. I'm willing to take the bullet. I am. Because you know what? The states need to stop taxing using the income tax. I think they said California, one of the states goes up to 12%. In Missouri, it's 6%. Think about that. I don't know what it started at, but it's now 12% of your income. So forget that you're in the highest tax bracket federally, which would be 39%. 12% on top of that means you are at 51% before you even take a nickel out of every dollar that you get. 51%. And God forbid if your money comes from self-employment, because then you add another 15% of that. So you're at 66% before you even get a nickel. Then for every nickel you spend, every dollar you spend, they're going to take somewhere around 8 to 10% in retail tax, sales tax. And what about excise taxes? So if you're wealthy, you are going to be probably in the 60 to 70% tax bracket without even breaking a sweat if you're in a state of California or Massachusetts or these high tax states. So forcing them to look at their policies and say, you know what, we're not going to be taxing people this way because it's no longer going to be tax deductible. Because it just gives the states more leverage. They just say, well, you know what, we'll just get more through this plan. But if the federal government says, no, you'll have plenty. You'll have plenty. There's going to be a lot of money floating around here. Oh, my goodness. What do we want to look at? What track record do the left need in order to understand that Donald Trump is doing the right things? What do they need? I've already talked about the stock market. And look, I hate talking about the stock market because it isn't the barometer that it should be. Now, under Trump, it is. With Barack Obama, he was printing money. With Trump, it's the exuberance of the market. It's people saying, yeah, I want to put my money back in there. I want to get things moving. But it can go down. And it's easily manipulated. That's why I don't want to put a lot of faith into that. But what you can put faith in, pardon me, is when more people come off of unemployment. When more jobs are actually created, real jobs. When we have a glut for jobs to where people can migrate and move around a bit. That's when you spur the economy. When innovation starts occurring, and instead of it going overseas where the technology can be stolen, that innovation stays here in the United States. I've said this once, if I've said it 1,000 times. Nobody thinks like an American. Think about what I just told you. It doesn't matter where you live. In Britain, they don't think like we do. See, we're a big sovereign country. Britain is made up of the Scottish people, the Irish people, and the UK, and in terms of the UK and the Londoners, and they're not one united people. You got Protestants and Catholics fighting amongst themselves. America is, we don't have their issues, and we don't have that open borders thing. We have multiculturalization, but you come here and become American. Generally, it's not been like that. But in Britain, you didn't assimilate the way we did. Neither do you in France or Germany or anywhere else. They've lost their identities. Americans think different than any other culture. If you ask me, Kevin, what is our number one claim to fame? That's it. That's what built the American spirit. We think differently. We have a frontier mentality. And it's something that we can accomplish anything. Government can't stop us. Society can't stop us. And the left are trying to kill that. That's what they'd like to kill. But let me tell you, when you get a guy like Donald Trump who says, MAGA, make America great again, America first, and he's really pulling from just the I am somebody. You as an individual can make an impact, and I'm going to help you, and you won't need all these other crutches. Unbelievable. The market has set 80 records in less than a year with no end in sight. I've made a prediction that don't be surprised if this market ends up over 25,000 before the end of Christmas. When they start reporting retail numbers and such. 2 quarters over 3% GDP. An accomplishment Barack Obama never achieved. Even after buying this economy, he couldn't achieve that. Real record unemployment lows. Do you want to know? The real unemployment. I'm going to make a prediction. Real unemployment. I'm not talking about the fake ones where, you know, they don't count the number of people looking for jobs and all that. Real unemployment in America is going to go down to 6%. I'm talking about everybody looking, whatever. We are going to have practical everybody at work who wants to work. The good news is everywhere. It's in all sectors. We're not talking about bean picker jobs. Even leftist Apple is bringing cash and manufacturing back to America. Committed to plants in this country. Amazon, anti-Trump hater Jeff Bezos, committed to 100,000 jobs in this country. His company is growing like crazy. He's going to become a Trump disciple at some point. And you know why? Because all this talk of he's a racist and he's a sexist and blah, blah, blah is going to go away. I'm not talking about completely, because leftists have to have something to complain about. You guys know my grandmother's saying that chick could have a ham under each arm and still be looking for bread. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere, every sector. IBM's going to add 25,000 jobs over 4 years. Alibaba committed to 1 million jobs. If you don't know who that company is, go check them out. Chinese guy owns it. It's absolutely amazing what they can do. You can make things and have products instantaneously. It's going to spur entrepreneurism like you've never seen before. SoftBank, 50,000 new jobs, 5,000 already here. Agreed to put $50 billion into this economy. They've already brought five with Sprint, expanding the Sprint network. I could go on. Dow Chemical, an innovation center in the Michigan area. They've committed that they will leave their $7 billion company here and bring more. Bayer is going to leave Monsanto here with whatever number of jobs. I can't remember how many, but they're going to bring 3,000 more new jobs. We're not talking 10, 50, whatever. We're talking about major manufacturers who put their companies in a particular area. And then I want you to think about what 3,000 people does to the infrastructure of a community. 3,000 people using gasoline and going to the grocery store, dry cleaners, kids playing softball, going to the mall, going out to restaurants. I want you to think about what that does. 3,000 people making an average of, say, $100,000 a year. I don't know what it is, but for easy math. Think about that. $30 million into the economy. Just like that. Tax base expanded. Homes. Whatever number of people need homes, need vehicles, and so on and so forth. That's what Donald Trump does. And that's why we need the tax plan. And that's why Pelosi and Schumer knew, you know what? We better call a meeting and meet with this man, because he very well might be successful, and we want to be a part of that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.